Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Mary Hollis, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. I hope that all is well with everybody out there tonight. Just one second. I'm trying to stop something off the dashboard. Give me one quick second, please.
For grace, for favor. Yeah. This is my sleep. Tell me what I have. Y'all listen to this. See, I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful.
Okay, sorry about that. Had a little technical difficulty right just for a second. But anyway, thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. And the purpose of our ministry is to minister, to embrace widows. We want to be able to support, encouraging widows and help them to help them heal in the years after the loss of their husband, over 13 years. We have been doing this, and we hope that we will continue to do God's will. It is always it's a scary feeling to know that that your husband is no longer there, and you have to make all those decisions on your own. So just knowing that the Next Chapter Widows Ministry is there to help you through different emotions, feelings, and just different things that you may be going through, we just want you to know that this ministry is here to help you to take one day at a time. But we are not going to dwell on all of that tonight, because I have something special. I want to talk about our Heavenly Father. Excuse me one second. Something is happening on our dashboard that I'm trying to get to stop playing, and I'm not as focused because I'm trying to get it to stop. But anyway, all is well. We're going to go on with the program. Well, there's a couple of topics that I'm going to be talking about tonight. Is one with God and one with another. Ways that we can please God and pleasing another. And I'm going to be reading a couple of stories tonight to emphasize those things about our Heavenly Father. One with God and one with another. And the scripture that's coming from is, whosoever loves a brother, a sister, lives in the light. And in such a person, there is no cause for stumbling. That's 1 John, the 2nd chapter, the 10th verse. I am one with God and with all creation. When I dip in, just give an example. If you happen to be dipping your hands into the ocean, each drop that rolls off the tip of your finger is a part of the ocean, and the ocean is a part of it. And yet it is an individual droplet in and of itself complete. We should be like that drop in the seawater. We should be a part of God, and God to be a part of us. And the same is true for each other on the planet and with other people. We are also a piece of the whole that is humanity, and it is a part of us. We are each connected to one another. Yes, we are on this earth. We are connected, and we're supposed to be there for each other, connecting and helping each other out through any type of situation that we can assist an individual, a family, a friend out of. We should be united in spirit, one in consciousness. One positive thought, one act of kindness contributes to the good of all people. So let's choose to honor our divine connection by doing all we can to bless someone else. But you know, when we bless someone else, don't we feel good about it? Yes, you should feel real good about it when you help someone else. I'm going to tell the story. It's a short story, A Reason to Smile. Because when you help someone else, it gives you a reason to smile because you feel good about what you did for that person. In the workplace, words of encouragement matters. How employees talk to one another has a bearing on customer satisfaction, right? Because if you work together, get along together, then when you're working with the public, it reflects and it rolls over from you, and it reflects how you feel and how you're doing. And it also gives customer satisfaction, company profits, and coworker appreciation. Study shows that the members of the most efficient work group give one another 6 times more affirmation than disapproval or disagreement. Less productive team tends to use almost 3 negative comments for every helpful word, every good word, every pleasant word. The scripture that goes with this is 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, the 9th through the 28th verses. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Paul learned by experience about the value of words in shaping relationships. and outcome. Before meeting Christ on the road of Damascus, my tongue tied, his word and action terrified followers of Jesus. But by the time he wrote his letter to the Thessalonians, he had become a great encourager because of God's work in his heart. Now, by his own example, he urged his readers to cheer on to one another, while being careful to avoid flattery. He shows how to affirm others and reflect the spirit of Christ. In the process, Paul reminded his reader where encouragement comes from. He saw that in trusting ourselves to God, who loves us enough to die for us, gives us reason to comfort, forgive, inspire, and loving challenge to one another. Paul showed us that encouraging one another is a way of helping one another get a taste of patience and goodness of God. We should pray and ask God, please help us to give others a small taste of mercy and kindness. You are forever offering us. God is always offering his love to us. He protects us. He provides for us our daily needs. He comforts us. He loves us because of what he did. He had a son to die, to come here and die for us, for our sins, to be able to let your son suffer the way Jesus did. You know that God loved us to allow his son, only son, to go through what he went through. I know many of us would not be able to go through, let that happen. And also, you know, I think Mary was such a strong woman, because for her to be able to watch how they, you know, crucified her son, she was very strong. I don't know if I could have gone through something like that. I hope I will never have to experience that. But I admired her a whole lot because through all of this, she kept strong. She was there to the very end. And was an amazing woman. So it's so important that we try to help someone else because it makes us feel better. Now, I'm going to put somebody on the spot tonight. I must put my sister on the spot. I know she's not going to come on the air, so I'm going to talk for her. Well, she shared with me that something that she did on this past Sunday at her church. She said once a year her church, she's from South Carolina, Walterboro, South Carolina, and they normally go and visit and have service at a nursing home. And I never heard that before. I know that, you know, many people go to nursing home. They take things to nursing home. They sometimes during the holiday they go singing at the nursing home, taking them different things like that. But I never heard of a church actually having a service there, which was wonderful because they can't go out to churches, so it's good that they brought the church to the nursing home. And I know that the people was very, you know, enjoyed it and that was a wonderful suggestion by their congregation. But after they finish, the pastor finished giving his encouragement to the men and women at the nursing home. Then my sister did something that was very just like we were talking about right here, how one positive thought, one act of kindness contributes to the good of all people. And this is what God is saying by doing, it's so important by blessing someone else. And what she did was, she has, I read the Daily Word as well. I've been reading the Daily Word for over 20 years. And I don't know how many years that she's been reading, collecting Daily Word, but I think I started sending some to her for gifts and stuff. When I ordered one for me, I ordered one for her. I know I don't know how long I did that, but I know I occasionally did that way back then. But anyway, she receives the Daily Word also. And, you know, the Daily Word has so many encouraging messages in it. It seems like when I read it every day, it seems like it's just a perfect message for that particular day. It seems like, you know, it's amazing how God put these people to write these encouragement, and it always seemed to be on the day that you need it. It's amazing how God, how much He loves us and how He's instilled and put these gifts into different people to do this. And the Daily Word, I keep them as well, but I write in them a lot. And the reason why I write in them, because it's hard for me to give them to somebody sometimes because I write in them. And what I write, because I use them also for this broadcast, I use different inspiration from it. Or when I'm having my meeting with the widows once a month, sometimes I use some of these stories as well. So I write in it because I ad lib. And instead of me, they're talking in a certain, they're talking to you, I try to change the word and using instead of I'll say we. So I can't think of it. I've been out of school in such a long time. But anyway, it's just wonderful encouragement, stories and words from the Daily Word. And like I say, it's been a blessing to me over the 20-plus years that I have prescribed to it. But she uses hers. When I go home, she has a basket, and she puts them all neatly in the basket. And she took them with her at the nursing home, and she gave it out to the different men and women there. And that was a great gesture on her part, and she blessed so many people at one time. She didn't bless one person. She blessed many at one time by taking those Daily Words. Because she's read them, and because she gets them each month, she doesn't really have to go back and read them over and over again because she keeps getting them on a daily basis. So she wanted to share the ones that she had sitting in her basket, neatly in her basket. She took it with her. So that was a wonderful thing that she did by sharing God's word and encouragement to others, and not to let it sit in the basket. Sometimes we let things sit that we can use and give to other people, even our clothes and different things. We need to give things that we don't use anymore. So that is something that we can do by encouraging others and blessing others with God's word. What we don't use anymore, we can give it to them. And that was, a wonderful thing that she did, and I know those people at the nursing home enjoyed it as much, and they will enjoy it as they read it because it is so encouraging. And like I say, it's always seemed to be the perfect thing when you flip through it for that particular day. It seems like it's always the perfect thing to read. Titles like Let Go and Let God, Inner Peace, Energize, faith, prosperity, confidence, new chapter, enthusiasm, all these different topics. They realization, joyful, light of God, simply living, appreciation, spiritual qualities, affirmation prayer. All of these things are in this book. And I just love it. And sometimes they have, oh, they also have stories in it by, about how people have enjoyed the daily word. So just knowing that the simplest thing that you can use that doesn't cost anything to encourage someone else or do something else for someone. So just knowing that this is what God, each person has been given a gift on earth. And as simple as this, this can be your gift. Everyone has a gift, but you have to, if you don't know your gift, you need to ask God what your gift is and also be obedient and follow through on that gift. So just knowing that something simple can be so gratifying to someone else. And that's all that I wanted to talk about as far as encouraging you to step out in faith and do a little bit more than what you've been doing in helping other people. Because this world is a little bit crazy, and we need to reach out and help as many people that we possibly can in this world, because it is unbelievable the things that are happening. You really don't even want to listen to the news. But we must be strong in God's word and trust him and knowing that he will get us through it each day, one day at a time. We must believe and trust him and also ask him for his guidance and his protection over us and our family, not just us, our family. I normally say each day, no weapon that is formed against me and my children. So I am trying to cover not just me, but my children also, to be protected by his love because of the enemy out there trying to take away our joy and our joy and our love for others. So that is all that I have tonight, but I do have lots of announcements. So just know that be encouraged and share and find ways that you can help and bless someone else, because it will make you feel good inside, give you that warm, joyful feeling that you made someone happy. The announcement that I have for tonight is, well, the month of July, we are going to be on sabbatical. That's mean we're not having any meetings, no type of event going on in the month of July. So you can do whatever you want to do, travel, whatever. But one thing, still tune in to the talk show. The talk show will continue to go on each week. But as far as meetings or getting together for any project, nothing is happening in the month of July. Well, the month of July for me is planning. Planning and asking God to give me the vision what to do from now until the end of the year. Well, coming August 19th, we will be coming back together. We will be having our meeting in August, and we will be having it at TGIF Restaurant and at Stonecrest Mall from 9 to 11 a.m. This breakfast is going to be a celebration and also planning our anniversary for September, on September 16th, our 14th anniversary. which is going to be on September 16th. So I will be getting back to you. I do need, we will have to get our RSVP as far as who all is going to be attending, because we have to give this information to TGIF. It's called Breakfast Club. Give them a list of the participant that's going to be attending the breakfast. This is a free breakfast for us, and we're going to be celebrating the different things that we have accomplished this year so far, and also planning our 14th anniversary. September 16th is that date. It's the third Saturday in September. So, and then after that, we have several things going on for the rest of the year, but I'll make that announcement as that time, when that time comes up. So right now, the month of July is sabbatical, but the talk show will continue to go on. I'm going to try to get some guest speakers to help me out so I can spend more time in planning some things that I'm working on that God has given me the vision to work on for the month of July. Then coming August 19th, we're going to have a breakfast celebration at TGIF at Stonecrest Mall from 9 to 11 a.m. Then we're going to be at that particular breakfast. We're going to talk about our 14th anniversary and planning that, so we can have a successful anniversary celebration. And we will be having that at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. And that is all the announcement. And I wanted to also mention that we had a couple of things going on this month in June. On the Saturday before Father's Day, we had a panel discussion. And we had several of our widows on the panel. About five of them, and they did a great job. It was Brenda Newson from Stone Mountain, Denise Brown from East Point, Deidre Adams from Claremont, Florida, Miss Mandy Walker from Stone Mountain, Georgia, and Rose Bone from Decatur, Georgia. They were on the panel. And what we did was they talked about their story in the book and told how many years that they've been a widow. Also answered our question. We had a Q&A session where we asked questions and they were able to answer them. It was a wonderful event. So we're going to have some more of those, and we hope that we can get other churches get us to access to participate and do one at their church. So we're going to get the word out that we will have this again. So we had a great time. It was a wonderful event. If you want to see pictures of it, go to our Facebook, the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Facebook, and you can see some pictures from. And like I said, we had a wonderful time. And we had two guest speakers, Elder Sarah Hurd and Jeanette Miles Kendall. And that was wonderful. So that is all I have tonight. And hope that you will tune in again next week, the same time. I will have a guest speaker next Tuesday night. So tell others about it so you'll be able to hear. But you know one thing? That's 4th of July week. I'm not sure how that – I might be out of town. I'm not sure. So it might be the second week in July. It might not be next week because I'm not sure how I would be able to call in, be able on the – because I won't have a computer, access to the computer. So I'll work that out, but just knowing that, tune in next week, same time from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week. And try to encourage someone else. Do something that you can feel good about, and God will bless you in a mighty way. Good night.
And it looks at this thing.